From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization takes steps to deal with the Zika virus. The WHO will convene an emergency committee next week to discuss an international response to the disease amid concerns that it might be linked to rare birth defects. During a special session in Geneva Thursday, WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus has spread throughout the world and in recent years became associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively. As of today, cases have been reported in 23 countries and territories in the region.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and the birth defects known as microcephaly has not been firmly established. She did say, though, it is strongly suspected, and that has changed the risk profile of the virus from a mild threat to one of alarming proportions. After being delayed from Monday, talks are scheduled to get underway in Geneva Friday on what promises to be a long road to peace in Syria. But just hours before the start, it was still not clear who would take part, and the talks appeared to be heading for another postponement. A dispute escalated over which opposition groups should be represented, as well as demands for an end to airstrikes by Syrian government forces and its allies. A major opposition group known as the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee said it is postponing its decision to attend. The group wants to be the only delegation at the talks and was awaiting details on who else will participate before deciding whether to go. This is VOA News. The leader of the Dutch socialist PVDA party says the Netherlands is working on a plan for several EU states to accept migrants and refugees from Turkey. Diederik Samsom, the leader of the party, a key partner in the government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte, told De Volkskrant newspaper that current EU plans are not working because many member states refuse to take refugees. He said the Dutch plan would require a core group of nations to accept about 250,000 refugees coming from Turkey. That would be in exchange for sending back to Greece hundreds of thousands of migrants who have already arrived. Samsom said that returns could happen quickly once Turkey gains full status as a safe country for migrants and refugees. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has signed trade deals with France worth billions of dollars following the lifting of international sanctions imposed over Tehran's nuclear program. Iran Air has agreed to a purchase of 118 passenger planes from Airbus in a deal worth an estimated $25 billion. Another deal will pave the way for a joint venture between French car manufacturer Peugeot Citroën and the Iranian firm Codro. Also, the French oil firm Total announced a deal to buy oil from Iran, the first such agreement with a Western oil company following the lifting of sanctions. Later Thursday, Rouhani met with French President François Hollande at the Élysée Palace. They signed some 20 agreements in the presence of the two leaders, including in the areas of health, agriculture, and the environment. Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post correspondent imprisoned by Iran for 545 days, was welcomed home Thursday by his newsroom colleagues and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The newspaper's former Tehran bureau chief told a cheering throng at the Post's new headquarters here in Washington that he was humbled by the efforts to gain his release.
For much of the 18 months I was in prison, my Iranian interrogators told me that the Washington Post did not exist, that no one knew of my plight, and that the United States government would not lift a finger for my release. Today I'm here in this room with the very people who helped prove the Iranians wrong in so many ways.
An Iranian court had convicted Rezaian of espionage, but neither the nature of the charges against him nor his sentence were ever publicly disclosed. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.